I invite you to close your eyes and drop into the core of your being, that place of stillness, in the silence and tranquility, that resting place that is your natural state of being. You may even wish to visualize, feel, or sense being in your favorite place on our beautiful planet, that one place where you feel at complete relaxation and peace. It may be in a grassy field under a tree. It may be by the ocean. It may be by the rivers and streams. It may be with some animal companions. And feel the loving presence of our planet Earth. And as you connect with this natural state of the Earth, which is peace, feel, sense, imagine, or visualize radiating out from your heart center that feeling of peace and relaxation. And as this radiates out, I invite you to contemplate how many others in this moment are doing that exact thing, both now and in the future. And as you connect with everyone else on the planet in this posture, this energetic posture of peace, imagine the amplification of this radiating field of peace across the planet. And so really the statement from Kryon is that what you do individually can change things around you, is then enhanced and amplified when many of you come together with this intent. And so just trust that this wave of peace that we've now sent around the planet will continue to build and amplify in the weeks, months, and years to come. And so from this place of tranquility, relaxation, and peace, we now invite the beautiful, loving messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. International Peace Day. Dear ones, there are probably more on this planet at this moment, in this month, in this year, giving prayers for peace than in all of the past years, perhaps, that I have been channeling. It's on the minds of so many people. There are those who would go to their knees and say, "Dear Spirit, please help us to do something about this planet so there would be no more war." I will tell you that you're closer than you think to that goal. And there would be those who would hear this and roll their eyes. And they would say, "Oh yeah, sure. There hasn't been a war like there is today in so many years, and now we have one. How does that bring us closer to anything, Kryon?" Perhaps, dear ones, you're not really seeing a bigger picture. This planet has been fairly quiet in the War Department. Oh, there's always something going on. There's always some kind of smaller war. But when it came time for this war that is currently on the planet right now, it made this planet have to take sides. Did you notice? And like no other time before, those decisions were different. It was almost like most of the countries stood up and said, regardless of the reasons, regardless of right or wrong, regardless of whys, this is not acceptable. This is not the way to solve things. Some felt that it was a return to the 40s. It was blatant. So negative it was, so awful, so horrific it was. And you got to see something perhaps very few were really aware of. It was almost like you had to stand up and take a vote. And most of this planet did. This is not what we want, you said. This is a channel to address something that many have asked. Is it possible for intervention by spirit in these times? Wow. Let's talk about peace. Let's talk about what's next. Perhaps the entire reason that this has taken place was something that I gave you a long time ago. Something I told you at the beginning of the shift, even before 2012. When I told you that when the light appears and begins to shine upon this planet, it will affect the consciousness of humans everywhere, not just old souls. All humanity would start to then reflect the change in the grid, because consciousness is now freer to elevate. Do you want that in easier words? Do you want that more simple? Consciousness is starting to raise. That's why I came. I didn't create it, dear ones. You did. But I have allowed it through the physics of the grid starting to change an alignment, allowing consciousness to raise. Earlier in this program, my partner just told you some of the reasons and then some of the science. It's happening. But I also gave you this advice that when the light started to appear, darkness wouldn't like it. Now you might say, well, that's oversimplified. I'm doing that on purpose. There is darker energy, and you know that. There is also lighter energy, you know that. There's higher and lower consciousness, you know that. When a civilization starts to raise itself up and make these kinds of peace decisions, there are those who are invested in war and they'll want to pull it back for so many reasons. It's their comfort zone, dear ones, regardless of the death or anything. That's where they want to bring it back. Perhaps they'll have a world that they will recognize a little better. That's what's going on. Is it possible that there's intervention by spirit at any of these places and any of these times? So I want to address that question, because there are so many right now on their knees begging for it. Dear God, they'll say, please allow this to stop. Please stop it. And I'm going to give you an axiom that we have given you many, many times. You have free choice. You have free choice, but part of the freedom of your choice is to change that which you see in your own future. Now let's go back to that. How many times have I sat here perhaps, or other places perhaps, or with or without other channels perhaps, and told you this: you create your own reality by what you put before you as your consciousness in the future. If you're on your knees asking for peace, let me ask you, are you afraid of what's coming? Do you then picture something awful for the planet? And that takes you to your knees. And if it is, I'll tell you, you have just put that into your future. It's almost like you have ordered it with your imagination or your fears. But perhaps you're on your knees and you're thanking spirit for the future that's coming. And you don't know how it will be there. But you can visualize a future where there are no wars. That there are still disagreements perhaps, and there are still conflicting ideas, and there always will be. But it's not solvable by killing. And that is the definition of war, is it not? You kill those in another land or another place, so that they will bow to your wishes because you're the strongest, perhaps. That is a very old, old paradigm, and you've had it for thousands of years. This is the shift. It ends now. It's in the beginning of an ending. Is there intervention? I will tell you this. You are the intervener. And Spirit will then take that which is in the field, and the first thing you're going to see that you never saw before, and you'll know it's coming, when you see the new inventions that are coming, that will be here, because you'll be less likely to weaponize them. They're here. They're here now. They're available now. They're like on the shelf, perhaps. They're seeds waiting to be planted, perhaps. Is that intervention or is it not? Some will say, well, it's a blurry line. God does not come down with a massive amount of angels and stop a war. But what does happen, dear ones, is the implantation of hope and a different kind of praying, perhaps, where one or two or a few other people will get together and see a future which is benevolent and beautiful and go to their knees and say, Dear Spirit, let this be what is coming next. Not in fear, but in joy for the feeling of change. And then saying, bring it sooner than later, dear Spirit. I'll tell you what happens. That's when the true intervention occurs. Because that paves the way of light from old souls and others to start appearing on the planet in the form of new ideas and new inventions. A change of mind in leaders, perhaps, and the way things are done, perhaps. You're already starting to see that. Is that intervention? Some will say it is. And I'll tell you, they're right. Spirit gives you the things that you put before yourself. Like you have a menu of peace, and you open it, and it says, peace on earth. And you say, well, it's not here now, but I can envision this menu being the one that I'm going to have in my lifetime and for my children's lifetime. And that's the menu I want on the table right now before me. And you'll put your hand on the menu and say, let this be the way of it. It's so different than dropping to your knees and sobbing in fear and horror and all the things that you're so used to or you're told to. And instead, it's just the opposite. You go to your knees in hope, in joy, and saying, this is going to be the way of it. Peace for our future. Today. And if not today, then tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, the next day, but you will see it coming, that there is light at the end of this tunnel called civilization on this planet. And we have told you this now for years and years and years. Now you're starting to see what I'll call the machinations, the workings of the engine that will create it. You'll see things you don't want. You'll see things that are happening by those who would perpetrate them to get into that comfort zone that they want so much, of pulling it backwards into an older time. You don't want that. No one does. None of the countries involved want it. They don't want it for their children. They want what you want for your children. A peaceful planet where there's no poverty. A peaceful planet where you can talk to your neighbors in joy. And you all want the same thing. That's what humans are like, dear ones. That's the real human. When you all talk to each other and you ask, what do you want? That's what is desired. Peace on this planet, lack of poverty, health where there was no health, where a sun is starting to come out on inventions that you've only dreamed about that can solve some of these problems that you've always had with you, but that were always solvable. It's coming. How do you want to pray? How do you want to create peace? I just told you. Then stand by for the intervention. I'm crying in love with humanity. I know where this is going. I've seen it before. And so it is.